This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Consumers are met with an abundance of choices when they go to the grocery store, but more choices doesn't always lead to more rational decisions. Ag economist Dr. Trey Malone says, for one, it's made the job of ag marketers harder as they've had to switch from a push supply chain to a pull supply chain.
There is this change that's happened, particularly around how consumers engage in the food system. The average grocery store in 1975 had about 8,000 unique SKUs. The average grocery store now has more than 45,000 unique SKUs. There were less than 100 breweries in the United States in 1980. Now there are something like 10,000 breweries, each of which making 12, 15 different beers. You know, the underbelly, though, is that there is still severe consolidation in the beer industry. But the U.S. consumer typically doesn't recognize that consolidation and mostly just sees an explosion in the number of brands. I say that to put it in the context of agricultural marketing having a much more difficult job now than when a lot of these generic advertising campaigns might have started in the 80s, because we are just competing at this much deeper level psychologically.
Dr. Malone says this just increases the importance of trust for the intermediaries between the industry and the consumer.
This is Tim Hamrich with the Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network.